Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt is here. Mark is a great member of our Brain Trust. He's been with us now for about 5 years. He's the CEO and founder of U-Turn, co-author of A War Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive, and he's our good friend, Mark Babbitt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. So good to be here. Always good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, mentoring. I love talking about this because I love thinking about my mentors, my own mentors, Mark. Over my career, I've had a lot of mentors, and none of them knew they were being my mentor. You know, back in my day, you didn't really walk up to somebody and say, "Will you be my mentor?" And they would say, "Oh, sure, I'd love to do that." you just paid attention, Mark. In my day, having a mentor meant you paid attention. The good, the bad, and the ugly. What do you think?
Well, that's an interesting distinction, Jim, because I have the same experience. The mentor-mentee relationship was perhaps more organic than it is today. I think people have, especially younger professionals, younger entrepreneurs, have come to understand just how important those mentors are and can be, and so they more formally reach out to us and say, "Hey, I could really use a mentor." Well, to this day, I've never had anybody come up to me and go, "Would you be my mentor?" Mm-hmm. And it because the conversation starts, we see potential, we find the desire to help, and we see a certain level of work ethic and passion, and so we're willing to invest time in that person. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't, it's not a marriage proposal. It doesn't have to be a formal proposition. But here's the deal. It's such a great way for entrepreneurs of any age to give back. And, in your introduction, you were kind enough to call me a social media expert. Well, at 50 years old, almost 10 years ago now, when social media really became popular, I was a social media newbie, and I had a mentor.
Everybody, out of 10 years ago, everybody was, Mark.
Yeah, and so I went to a college student and said, "I need you to teach me everything you need to know about this." And so this isn't. Here's what's fun about today's mentors, Jim, is it's not based on age, it's based on expertise.
Yeah.
And anybody can learn anything, and a mentor just helps accelerate that learning curve. And
well, as long as
it isn't just that old age.
I really think if I walked up to one of my old bosses and said, "I want to be your mentee," he would say, or she might say, "Are you some kind of weirdo or something? I never heard of that word." But if I said, "I want you to be my mentor," I think they would have said, "Why don't you just pay attention and listen to what I say? Why don't you just start listening to what I say for a change, Blasingame?" That's what they say to me. So one of the problems that I want to make sure people, I think, Mark, it's important for young folks to realize is having a mentor is not a crutch. They're not bolstering you. They're just making sure that they don't presume you know something that they know. In my opinion, if I were going to be a mentor, I wouldn't. What that would mean to me is, okay, I probably ought to tell them a little bit more about that than I would have otherwise. What do you think?
Well, I agree, and you just touched on one of the keys to being an effective mentor is you're kind of. In today's world, you're kind of an accountability partner. I mean, you can't make somebody listen. You can't make somebody think. You can't make somebody consider all options when they're faced with a big decision. And frankly, the mentor relationships that where those things don't happen organically, they don't last very long because a mentor especially a successful entrepreneur like you might be or your mentor might be, they're not going to waste their time with somebody who ultimately doesn't listen.
Right.
And so a big part of the mentor relationship is having just that, a one-on-one relationship full of respect and potential impact, where it's not just one-sided, where it's not just, look, we'll talk once a month or whatever, but if you're not going to listen to me, then it's going to be once a quarter, and then we're just going to stop talking.
So, and I will tell you, there is a benefit
out of that relationship, or it's not going to happen.
There is a level of disconnect, I think, sometimes, because I've seen it in my own organization more than once. A level of disconnect between what an older mentor could offer a younger person, read millennial, and the interest of that millennial to hear what that older person said. I mean, I've tried to mentor, so to speak. Now I tried to educate some of my younger employees in the past, and I got the feeling that they were looking at me like, when is this old guy gonna shut up? You know, and I'm the guy who's right signing their checks, right? And I know I'm telling them stuff that will help them, but I guess I have to say, and this is the tough love that I offer to millennials, because they know how much I love them, they know how much I respect them, but this is one of the breakdowns I think in that generation, is sometimes they think they're moving too fast, they're moving so fast that if guys like me can't catch up. And what they're missing in the mentoring of that mentoring mark is fundamentals. I think if somebody said, will you be my mentor? I would say, I will mentor you on the fundamentals. What do you think, Mark? What about that?
Well, I think that's a brilliant approach, because if they're not going to listen to your advice, your counsel on the basics, then they're not going to listen when they're really faced with that tough decision. And that's why, you know, over the years, Jim, I came to appreciate my mentors through the lens of active listening. I would like to think that that at least most of the time, when a mentor had something important to say to me, I was ready to listen. But if I'm not, then it's not a mutually beneficial relationship either. It kind of turns parental, and that's the opposite of a mentor relationship.
Right. It's right.
You know, if you're going to invest your time, and let's face it, why would a busy entrepreneur take the time to invest in somebody as a mentor? Well, the social grace that you obtain from being a mentor, from being a relentless giver, when the relationship works well, it comes back to you tenfold. And that,
Mark, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Mark Babbitt and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blossom. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.